听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everybody, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Dusty Earns His Keep is the name of this month's Animal Tales story. It's about a little puppy named Dusty. And like most of our Animal Tales, the main character learns a life lesson. What's Dusty's lesson? Everyone has something special to share. Our one key word for this portion of the lesson is trot, as in the wild horse trotted around in circles. Okay, in each Animal Tales lesson, we've reduced the number of keywords to about half. That's because we have so many idioms and phrasal verbs stuck in the text. See if you can pick them out as we read. This lesson begins on page 40, so please open your magazines to that page and follow along as we read.
Dusty earns his keep. Everyone has something special to share. Dusty the pup was keeping busy. Splashing in the pond, chasing chickens, and digging in the garden sure make a farm dog tired, he yelped. Why, there's so much to do, I can hardly keep up with it all. In fact, he yawned, I'm so tired. I'll just find a shady spot where I can keep cool until my master comes home. So he trotted to the pasture to rest under the oak tree where the dairy cows were lying.
And what are you doing here? Mooed Mrs. Milkmaker.
Why, barked the puppy, I'm looking for a shady place to rest.
Well then, keep on looking, the cow continued. We don't want you here with us. We give the farmer our finest milk, she mooed proudly. But what do you give? Can you give milk?
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea, and thanks for joining us today for our Animal Tales article. Today's article is called Dusty Earns His Keep. And you know, I think of all the articles each month, the Animal Tales might be my favorite because not only are they great stories, but they always have a very important lesson to be learned. And it sounds like this month's lesson is everyone has something special to share. Now, Chip, before we move on to the actual story, what does it mean if someone earns his or her keep?
Well, if you earn your keep, that means that you're earning your way of living somewhere. So we might call that your room and board, your ability to live in a place, in a home, or here, Dusty the dog is earning his keep. He's earning his ability to live there on the farm.
And most people earn their keep by having a job. So Dusty the pup, and a pup is a baby dog, was keeping busy, splashing in the pond, chasing chickens, and digging in the garden sure make a farm dog tired. It sounds like Dusty is an active dog. He yelps this phrase, and he sounds like he's having a good time here at the beginning of the story, doing what a dog would do.
That's right, and I think we've talked about the word yelp before. Yelp is the sound that a dog might make if the dog is excited or scared, but here it sounds like he's very excited because he's having a lot of fun being a farm dog, and he says, why, there's so much to do, and there is a lot to do on a farm. I can hardly keep up with it all.
And if you keep up with someone or something, it means you're trying to keep you try to keep going at the same pace as someone or something else. For example, I can never keep up with my brother when we go out for a run. He is much faster than I am. I cannot stay at the same pace that he is at.
Right, and it's similar if you're staying or keeping up with something. You're staying at the same pace, so you might have difficulty keeping up with your work or maybe with your homework. That means that the homework is coming at you very quickly, and it's hard for you to do it fast enough to keep up with all of it.
So we have an active dog here, and he's starting to get a little bit worn out from all of his activity, I think, because he then yawns, and he says, "In fact, I am so tired, I will just find a shady spot where I can keep cool until my master comes home." It sounds like he's going to take a little break, so then he trots over to the pasture to rest under the oak tree. And that word trot is an important one to know. So what's it mean if someone or something is trotting?
Well, usually if you trot, that means that you're walking someplace very quickly. It's not quite a run, maybe a slow run or a fast quick walk with quick steps. So he's trotting probably in a very happy way. He's very content with life. He's enjoying life. And he's trotting over to the pasture under the oak tree looking for some shade. And under this oak tree is where these dairy cows are lying. Now, a dairy cow is a cow that gives us milk.
Yes, a dairy cow is a cow that gives us milk. And so he happens to run into these dairy cows, and one of them speaks up and says, "And what are you doing here, mood Mrs. Milkmaker?" So her name is kind of a play on words. It's kind of a play on the idea that she actually makes milk, but that's her name too. So she's mooing at him. And how does the little pup respond?
Well, he says, "Why, I'm looking for a shady place to rest." And it sounds like he's not getting the response that he expects from Mrs. Milkmaker, who says, "Well then, keep on looking." And if you keep on doing something, then that means you continue to do something. So Mrs. Milkmaker is telling the puppy, keep on, continue to look.
And we're going to keep on looking at our text right now. It goes on to say, "We don't want you here with us." Mrs. Milkmaker is not being very nice to the puppy. "We don't want you here with us. We give the farmer our finest milk," she mooed proudly. "But what do you give? Can you give milk?" So it sounds like she is bragging or boasting a little bit about the purpose of the cows. She's very proud that they are able to give the farmer milk. And she throws out the question, "But what do you give?"
Well, it's true. A dog doesn't give milk. And really, what does a dog give? We'll probably see some other characters here in the story that can give the farmer things. But what does the dog give? What does Dusty give to earn his keep there on the farm?
Right now, we are going to go to a skit, and then we will be taking a break. But stay with us, because I'm pretty sure you're going to want to see how this story ends. We'll be right back.
"Hey, look, I got a new dog."
"Your dog is so cute. I like dogs. I know a lot about dogs."
"Really? Well, then, can I ask you some questions?"
"Well, sure."
"All right. Well, I want to teach my dog some tricks. What do I need to know?"
"Well, if you want to teach your dog tricks, what you need to know is more than the dog."
"All right. Oh, no. I think my dog just ate my pen. What should I do?"
"Well, that's very serious. If your dog just ate your pen, you should use a pencil."
Oh, good advice. Oh, here's another question I have. Why do dogs run in circles?"
"Well, that's a good question. Why do dogs run in circles? It's because It's too difficult to run in squares. Yeah, that's hard.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, good answer. Oh, I have another very important question.
Okay.
How do I keep my dog from barking in the front yard?
Oh, your dog barks in the front yard. Mm. Oh, well, here's the best thing to do. If your dog barks in the front yard and you don't like it, put your dog in the backyard.
Oh, that's a good idea.
See, I told you, I know a lot about dogs.
You really do? Wow, thank you.
Sure.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. We are in this month's Animal Tales article. Well, everyone has something special to share, even the little dog named Dusty. If you haven't found it yet, the recurring word for this lesson is keep. It's in all of the idioms, and it's even in the title. Please keep your eyes open for more forms of this word as the lesson progresses. Also, keep your eyes open for the word bellow. It's our second key word of the day, and its example sentence reads, I can hear the ship's horn bellowing through the fog. Now, before the break, Dusty met an angry cow that wouldn't let him rest under a tree. Will Dusty ever find a place to nap? Let's continue with our story now on line 10 of page 41.
Dusty earns his keep. Well, of course you can't, bellowed the cow. So keep moving. You're not welcome here. Dusty sadly went on his way. Noticing the barn door was open, he went inside. I'll nap in here, he thought. And he settled down in a stack of hay and closed his eyes. Baa! Baa! Said Sweater by the Lamb, interrupting the puppy's sleep. Why, you're no good at all! You're bad! 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 The lamb kept it up. Why does the farmer keep you around anyhow? We sheep give him our finest wool, he bragged. But what do you give? Can you give wool? Well, of course you can't. You're bad. Bad, bad. Sweater by the Lamb kept at it until the puppy finally got up and went sadly out of the barn.
Welcome back. Well, before the break, we were following the story about Dusty, the little puppy dog. And Dusty was getting tired having so much fun playing around on the farm. When, after he was getting tired, he was looking for a shady place to rest, and he tried to find some shade where Mrs. Milkmaker didn't want him to find shade.
And Mrs. Milkmaker kind of started to brag that the cows are able to give the farmer milk, but what do you give, Dusty? How do you earn your keep? And so Mrs. Milkmaker says, of course you can't give milk. And in fact, when she says this, she bellows. It says, bellowed the cow. And if you bellow, that means you're talking in a very low, deep voice. So this probably sounded a little bit scary to Dusty. This cow talking in this low, deep voice might have scared him off in the other direction.
That's right. And we have another keep phrase here right after this. She says, so keep moving. Continue to move because you're not welcome here. So it sounds like Mrs. Milkmaker is a little bit rude. She's a rude cow.
Yes, you're not welcome here. So what does Dusty do? Well, Dusty sadly went on his way. And then he noticed the barn door was open, and so he went inside and thought to himself, I'll nap in here. And so what did he do? He settled down on a stack of hay and closed his eyes. And then we meet a new character.
That's right. We meet a character named Sweaterby. You could maybe read that Sweater Bee, but we're calling her Sweaterby. And you might guess what kind of animal this Sweaterby is, because she starts off by saying, bah, bah, which is a sound that a lamb makes, or a sheep. And so this lamb interrupts the puppy's sleep.
And then the lamb says, why, you're no good at all. You're bad, bad, bad. And the lamb kept it up. And that means that the lamb continued to kind of make fun of or give Dusty a hard time. She kept it up.
And actually, this phrase, to keep something up, is extremely similar. It's very similar to the phrase that we looked at earlier, to keep on doing something. When you use the phrase keep on, you want to follow that with a verb. So, for example, they kept on looking, or they kept on reading. But here, the lamb kept something up. So you separate keep and up with a noun. So keep it, or keep something up.
And so what she kept up was giving Dusty a hard time. And she goes on to say, why does the farmer keep you around anyhow? Why does he let you stay here on our farm? And then she says, we sheep give him our finest wool. And again, he's bragging. This is starting to sound a lot like Mrs. Milkmaker. Now the lamb Sweaterby is bragging about the lambs giving the farmer their finest wool. But again, the question comes up, Dusty, what do you give the farmer?
That's right. The Mrs. Milkmaker gives the farmer milk. Sweaterby gives the farmer wool. But what can you give? Well, Sweaterby interrupts Dusty again, and she says, of course you can't give wool to the farmer. You're bad, bad, bad.
So Sweaterby the lamb kept at it until the puppy finally got up and went sadly out of the barn. Now, if you keep at something, it means you persist or you continue. This sounds a lot like keep it up. If you keep at something, it's kind of the same idea. She kept on saying these things that were hurting Dusty's feelings. She persisted and she continued doing these things.
And if you keep at something, that is a little bit different from keep on or to keep something up, because it's the idea of you're continuing to do something even if it's difficult or if it's unwanted. And it sounds like Sweaterby's comments are unwanted. She's being very rude to the puppy.
Poor, poor Dusty. Sweaterby kept at this making fun of and giving a hard time until Dusty finally got up and went sadly out of the barn. I feel bad for this little puppy. It sounds like nobody likes him. It sounds like he can't even find a place to lay down and take a nap because nobody wants him around. They don't think he's worth anything.
That's right. They don't think that he is able to earn his keep there at the farm. And he's not able to find just a place for a tired dog to rest. Now, that's all the time that we have for today. Tomorrow, we're going to keep on looking at this story, and we'll see how this story finishes later. Before we go, we're going to visit the chat room and see what's happening there.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken. With me here today is Vicky. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's great to be in the chat room. So today we're talking about an animal tale, right?
Yes, we are. We are reading about Dusty. Our lesson says he decided to nap in the barn and he settled down in a stack of hay. Vicky, isn't there an idiom about going to bed that uses the word hay?
You're right. You're thinking of the idiom hit the hay.
Yes, that's it. Mm-hmm. Hit the hay. But why hay?
Well, Ken, in the old days, mattresses were often sacks stuffed with straw or hay. So there's also the expression, hit the sack, meaning to go to bed.
Interesting. 在古时候，人们的床都是用一个 sack, S-A-C-K, 就是一个帆布或麻布制的大袋子，里头就装满了 hay, 干草。所以上床就寝就叫做 hit the sack 或是 hit the hay. It's time to hit the hay, 就是该上床睡觉了。Vicky, Dusty says he'll nap in the barn, and I know what a nap is, but I've heard of a power nap. What's that?
Okay, well, if you're feeling really tired in the middle of the day, but you only have a short amount of time, a power nap is a good idea. A power nap, as the name suggests, gives you power or energy.
You said a short amount of time, mm-hmm. So how much time do I need to power nap?
Well, I would say no more than 30 minutes. You don't want to enter a normal sleep cycle and not be able to complete it. Then you might end up feeling weak or dizzy.
So a power nap is like quickly charging a battery.
Yes, that's exactly the idea.
你是否曾经在日正当中时感到精疲力竭呢？如果是的话 ,power nap 也许可以帮助你。若是你睡很多个小时，你会感到很累，很想睡觉。但是一个不超过30分钟短暂的 power nap, 就像充电一样，将会使你恢复活力，提高你的工作效率。
And now let's go to Michelle and see what she has for us today.
Hi everyone, 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 earn one's keep 这个成语 earn 是指赚取 keep 在这里是指生活费例如住宿费所以 earn one's keep 是指赚自己的生活费例如 she babysits her neighbor's kids to earn her keep 她帮邻居带小孩来赚生活费 earn one's keep 和 earn a living 不太一样 earn one's keep 是指只是为了赚食宿费用但是 earn a living 是指以此来谋生继续我们来看的是 trot T-R-O-T 这个动词 G-O 在这里是发 R 的音念成 trot trot 是指小跑或疾行至于它的过去式过去分词或现在分词都要重复字尾的 T 再加上 ED 或 ING 例如 The horse was trotting through the woods 这匹马在森林中小跑着或者是 we trotted along the beach while walking our dog. 我们一边遛狗一边沿着海边快步的走。最后我们看的是 bellow 这个动词。注意它和 below 在某个东西之下的这个介系词是两个不同的字。注意这里的 e 是发 a 的音念成 bellow。bellow 在这里是指动物大声的吼叫或嘶鸣。例如 the horse bellowed and started to run wildly.那只马嘶吼之后就开始狂奔例如或者是 You can hear the sergeant bellowing at the rookies 你可以听到士官长对着菜鸟们大吼 And that concludes our language tips today Make sure you come back tomorrow for more Bye bye
Dusty earns his keep Everyone has something special to shareDusty the pup was keeping busy. Splashing in the pond, chasing chickens, and digging in the garden sure make a farm dog tired, he yelped. Why, there's so much to do, I can hardly keep up with it all. In fact, he yawned, I'm so tired. I'll just find a shady spot where I can keep cool until my master comes home. So he trotted to the pasture to rest under the oak tree where the dairy cows were lying.And what are you doing here? Mooed Mrs. Milkmaker. Why, barked the puppy, I'm looking for a shady place to rest. Well then, keep on looking, the cow continued. We don't want you here with us. We give the farmer our finest milk, she mooed proudly. But what do you give? Can you give milk? Well, Of course you can't, bellowed the cow. So keep moving. You're not welcome here. Dusty sadly went on his way. Noticing the barn door was open, he went inside. I'll nap in here, he thought. And he settled down in a stack of hay and closed his eyes. Baa! Baa! Said Sweater by the Lamb, interrupting the puppy's sleep. Why... You're no good at all. You're bad. Bad. bad, bad. The lamb kept it up. Why does the farmer keep you around anyhow? We sheep give him our finest wool, he bragged. But what do you give? Can you give wool? Well, of course you can't. You're bad, bad, bad. Sweater by the lamb kept at it until the puppy finally got up and went sadly out of the barn.
Thanks, everyone at Guangming Junior High School in Taoyuan for that friendly greeting. Friends, if you want to send us a hello video, you can do so through our letters at studioclassroom.com address. Digital photos are also welcome. Just be sure to tell us who you are and where you're from. We always enjoy meeting our studio classroom friends. Now, can Dusty the dog give milk? No. Can Dusty the dog give wool? No, but that does not mean Dusty the dog is a bad animal. Tomorrow, we'll find that physically speaking, Dusty can't give much of anything. But emotionally speaking, Dusty is able to give something quite special. Join us tomorrow and find out what that is. Until then, friends, have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.